Some male sports professionals may be in danger of losing their jobs. Yesterday in Canada, the Ottawa Senators of the National Hockey League filed for bankruptcy court protection. On December 31st, the team failed to pay its players, and the team says it is more than $200 million in debt. The Senators are just the tip of the iceberg in the economically shaky sport of ice hockey. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, how does a pro sports team go bankrupt?
Well, in Ottawa's case, the Senators have had a lot of debt since they joined the league a decade ago. The city has relied on the high-tech industry, so the economy has weakened, and therefore the sale of items like hockey tickets and corporate suites and arenas has gone down. The Senators sell more than 80% of their seats, which doesn't seem bad, but the owners say they need to sell out every game. And they went so far as to essentially blame fans for not turning out for their predicament.
Yeah, this isn't the first time that a Canadian team has had trouble surviving in the NHL.
No, hockey may be Canada's sport, but not the sport of Dallas or Nashville or Anaheim, where the NHL has set up shop in recent years. But that hasn't insulated it from the economic problems that have occurred as the league has tried to grow. Two other Canadian teams moved in the 1990s. Winnipeg went to Phoenix. Quebec went to Denver. There are still six Canadian teams in the NHL, and with the exception of Toronto, all are struggling to varying degrees, despite getting subsidies from the league. The problem on one level is pretty simple. Canadian teams have to pay U.S. dollars in player salaries, but they take in the weaker Canadian dollar in revenue.
Yeah, but even in, say, Buffalo, right on the border, but still in the United States, as I recall, they're also having troubles.
Oh, they're having big problems. The telecommunications company run by the Sabres' previous owner collapsed last year. The league has taken over the team, and it's trying to sell it. A buyer is having difficulty getting government assistance to complete the deal. The Pittsburgh Penguins actually filed for bankruptcy, too, in 1998, and they're operating under new ownership now. At least three other NHL teams are for sale. Another handful would be for sale if there were any buyers out there. And a few traditionally stable franchises in places like Chicago, Washington, and Montreal are losing lots of money.
But Stefan, in the past few years, as you've described here, the National Hockey League expanded with great confidence into the Sun Belt cities where there's no ice except when they play hockey. What's wrong here? What's wrong with this picture? Why is this confident, expansive league doing so badly?
You know, too many teams, I think. Ticket prices are too high. Teams haven't shared enough revenue with each other, and they haven't been able to come up with a labor system where you link salaries with revenue so that teams have some cost certainty. We're going down a road where you may actually have to see some teams eliminated.
Yeah, too many teams to make a profit, but not too many teams in terms of the supply of good hockey players coming in from the rest of the world.
No, plenty of Russians and Finns and Swedes to make this league great. Look at Ottawa, very international team. They're actually in first place in their conference right now. You may see a team competing for the Stanley Cup that is also in bankruptcy court at the same time.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, thanks a lot once again.
Thanks, Robert.